Here's the thing. I had a thought.
Oh, wow.
Shut up. No, really, like, okay, when PR first premiered in crap, okay, and, like, you know, you watched episodes in crap, were you all into the music? Like, oh my gosh, it's like the best music ever?
No.
I have never noticed the music ever, not even once.
See, and I thought it was just me. And then, like, you get onto, like, Ranger Board and crap, and it's like, oh my gosh, Ross Wasserman, he rocks, oh my gosh. I want to have his children, even though I'm a dude. Oh my gosh. You know, and I'm like, it sounded cheesy. I mean, I noticed the music, but it sounded cheesy to me. I was like, okay, whatever.
It did. Still does. Yeah. I mean, the only music I actually like from, like, the early seasons was the Gold Ranger theme.
Yes.
And the everything else was just yuck.
I love the Zeo theme,
well,
too.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not talking about main
themes.
Like theme
songs, but
like main themes, of course, like Zeo's like one of the best, if not the best, with Lost Galaxy. But I mean, like songs within the show.
Lost Galaxy was hot. Turn on the power. Yeah, that was hot though. I like Time Force too.
I didn't like Time Force. Like, I mean, I didn't have a problem with it, but the only ones I really liked was Zeo and Lost Galaxy.
Does no one have any love for the Lightspeed Rescue theme?
No.
It's a good theme, but I mean...
It's not bad.
Eh. Okay, no, how'd it go again? No, how does it go again? Before I bash it.
Lightspeed Rescue!
Hey. That's my question. How do you pronounce Carter's real last name? What's with the CW? What's that mean?
That's his initials.
Initials?
Yeah. It's not like...
C.W.
Like
Johnson.
Johnson.
He has two middle initials.
Like,
yeah, so it could be like, what's his name?
Sean Quirk Johnson.
It could be Sean Chris Walter Johnson
or
whatever.
Right. Like how, you know, what's his face? TJ. I mean,
theater
if he just made it like theater.
Jarvis Johnson something.
Johnson.
He goes,
Jimbo,
it's just TJ.
Mr. Bojangles.
Stupid. But yeah, I mean, no, seriously, Jay, you really said Koa?
I did that, yeah.
Koa.
That's just funny. Sounds like you, like, have a hairball.
Yeah, I just vomited every time I wanted to say his name.
Sean Johnson.
I forced my gag reflex.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad I'm not the only one who thinks that it was cheesy, like the music in general. Because I really thought I was
cheesy.
The only one.
It really was cheesy.
I love putting in the newest soundtrack, you know, that had the Wild Forest in the cover. And then they all of a sudden it cuts to that I Will Rescue You song in the middle of the damn CD. I hate that song so much.
Wait, which one?
I will rescue you.
Stop the madness. Wow.
I hate that song.
Me too, thanks. I never heard of it, but thanks.
Did you guys hear the remix version on that one?
For I Will Rescue?
What? No.
No, I never heard it.
For what?
That CD?
That's the best Power Rangers CD.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, no, I never heard it.
It's okay.
But you see,
it's
the thing. I like it. I don't, like, go out and search for Power Rangers music. It's not, because, I mean, I don't think it's that deep anyway. I think it's mad cheesy.
$5.
Yeah,
That's $5 too much.
Kmart for, like, $5, too.
All the stuff I have, I got from, like, Ranger Board or other message boards.
Right. you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, most of mine, yeah.
Well,
like, the only song that I, like, or I was kind of into or whatever, I think it was, like, a song that Ron didn't put in Power Rangers. It was, like, recent. I forgot what it's called, though. Fly something.
Go Fly Win.
Is it?
Yeah. Tom keeps talking like it's the greatest song in the world.
How does it go again?
I don't know why.
I'm stupid. I'm like, I like the song, I forgot.
I don't remember.
But yeah, I mean, it's decent. It's like, okay, it's all right. But, I mean, freaking cheesy. It's just like, come on, it's not that deep. And people are like, oh my gosh, he's not going to make the next theme song. Oh my gosh, Patera will suck. Oh my gosh. It's not that deep.
I remember people were like, the Space Ninja song from Ninja Storm was like in the background of the Dino Thunder episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
no
yeah.
There's
yeah,
no way
yeah.
in hell I would have noticed that without somebody saying it on the board.
Basic.
I didn't even know that till just now.
Yeah, me neither.
The Kylie Styles episode.
Right, because I didn't...
Someone did say that. I remember that. I didn't even pick that up.
Yeah, because I don't notice music at all.
And that's like kind of the
point. They're
playing
the theme song in the background during the fight. Ooh-hoo. That's all I know.
Like the only music I actually pay, if it's orchestral music, I might actually give it a listen. But if it's like just regular guitar or whatever, it's just in one ear, out the other.
Yeah.
But that's the point of background music. It's in the freaking background. You're not supposed to be like, oh my god, they use the same background. Oh my god. You know? Come on.
I like it when they put.
Foot shoulders have.
Yeah,
the only ones I could think of is the Tangas.
The Piranatrons have one too.
Yeah, they did.
How did he go?
I don't remember.
It was stupid.
But I like the Tangas. I like the song.
They needed a theme song for the Swabbies. Bring back the Swabbies.
Oh, they were terrible.
Come on. Bring them back.
Bring them back for next year. No, I don't
think
so.
Next year, bring them back.
Keep them.
They have big, big googly eyes.
No, the best, like, foot soldiers or whatever, Tyranno Jones were hot.
No.
They were alright still.
No, they actually look like dino people. Not people, but
care.
Like, not like people who are, like, wearing spandex. That's what I'm saying.
No, I hate it when people.
They look sort of like. They look like a dinosaur version of the Stingwingers.
No.
That's true.
I don't like people. American-made foot soldiers, because there's way too many people that do that. Like, oh my god, American foot soldiers are the best thing ever. The only American foot soldier I actually really liked was the Red Kelzaks.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Yeah.
It's like in stereo.
It was hot.
No.
I like my foot soldiers to look like Sentai foot soldiers. I don't need them all big and bulky.
No.
No.
See, that's a problem.
No.
It was like most of the Sentai foot soldiers look like crap. Triptoids?
Yeah.
Crap.
A lot of them are really ugly looking.
Like, make them look cool. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, the season rocks, but the foot soldiers look like crap. Like, that doesn't really flow.
What's the point when, like, next year the foot soldiers only appear in, like, the first couple of episodes and then you never see them again?
That'd be hot.
You never, ever see them again in Magic Ranger. You never do.
Really?
They disappear real quickly and stay gone.
Well, they'll make some for Mystic Force. It's inevitable.
Maybe.
Who knows?
And get some unmorphed action, man.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, you know what I want to see more of? More of them with their in the suits with the helmets off.
Yeah, I missed that.
I've been begging for that since Wild Force. Or Time Force, sorry.
Well, Ninja Storm did a good job of the whole opening up.
Yeah, but that was because their visors were cool and they just opened up.
Yeah, that was
The last few years have been like it happens once a season.
In a blue moon.
Yeah, I hate that though. And I also missed that like back into action type deal.
Yeah. Ugh.
If they could just take a break. Be like, all right, this is why we're losing. And they'll be like, okay, we solved the problem. Back into action.
Exactly.
And then, boom, back
shows
into the fight. I would love to see that.
Shows
again.
That they can work out a situation instead of be like, let's just get bigger guns. Let's just get bigger guns. Blow up everything and see what we have left. It's like, the whole city's like smithereens and, like, we beat the monster, but we blew up everything else. Like, I don't care. Good thing there's no people in those buildings. Good times. Like, no.
Yes, the empty building curse.
I still want to talk about clothes.
What? Okay, yeah. What were you talking about before? What clothes?
Okay, I was saying
because
that,
I was in the promo thread. Like hardcore fans are bitching and complaining about how in the promo everyone was wearing regular clothes. They weren't wearing their clothes associated with their color.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so I was like, it's not a big deal. Like, people were actually saying it's pissing on tradition and all the harsh words like that. So I'm like, I'm like, if the Red Ranger wears a green shirt instead of red, is it that really big of a deal?
Wow.
And I just couldn't understand. That's why I wanted to talk about it, because I'm like, how are people getting so upset over this?
Why did you all just killed me right now. Damn you all.
But why, you hate it?
No. I was saying that my whole thing, what I'm talking about is, I hate it when they never, ever, ever change their damn clothes. That's what I hate.
Okay, that's even worse. That's even worse.
Lost Galaxy is my biggest problem, okay?
Oh,
I can understand the four...
Lost?
The four that actually work for Terraventure, you know, I can understand them not changing clothes. And I can maybe understand Maya not wanting to change clothes because she wasn't
She's
used
like,
to.
Friggin', yeah.
But Leo never changed his
exactly.
damn red shirt.
I know!
Probably didn't change his underwear.
Lost Galaxy, Light Speed Rescue, they never changed their clothes.
No. It started with Lost Galaxy because in
oh,
space
yeah, yeah.
it was forgivable. It was forgivable in space.
Because yeah, because they had the, yeah, right.
And you still didn't even see them. Yeah, it was Lost Galaxy.
And then I hated it. Then they did it with Lightspeed. They did it with Time Force. They did it with Wild Force. And then they started to wear clothes again.
And it took what?
Clothes. They started to get a Ninja Storm where they actually started
like, yeah.
But it wasn't that much, though. It wasn't until really Dino Thunder where you started
Dino
seeing
Thunder,
them
yes.
in different things
yeah.
every episode or every other episode.
Yeah, like real people who, like, take baths and crap and shower and, dress up.
Right.
Everybody remembers Ethan's outfit from that Kylie Styles episode.
Dude.
Right?
Yep.
Wow. Not a great day. but seriously, I mean, Lost Galaxy pissed me off because I'm like, wait a minute, they're going to wear the same clothes in every episode? Like, these people don't wear nothing else?
I could understand it for every single person except for Leo and maybe Maya. I could understand it for the other four.
Okay, Damon? Freaking Damon?
Damon, yeah.
Come on. He's not in overalls every... He doesn't fix the ship or
dirty
fix the whatever.
Overalls. Yeah.
Every episode. I mean, freaking Slade.
It was dirty, and he always had dirt on his face as well, too.
Exactly.
I'm like, come on.
Give me a break.
The mechanic, but you don't have to do it every episode.
They're freaking racist. But come on, that was just too much.
I didn't even notice they didn't change clothes until, like, that episode where Maya's friend came. And she was in, like, the same type of outfit.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, crap. I just realized Maya's never changed her clothes at all season.
But I can kind of understand her. But why don't they just give her some real clothes?
Wait, one thing, though. I have no problem with Carone only wearing black leather.
That is true.
Yeah, the tight, chafing black leather.
That is true.
That's okay. That's okay. That'll pass.
But does she get, like, diaper rash and crap?
No, well, she'll get rashes for sure.
No draft. So, I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, that pissed me off in Lost Galaxy.
Yeah, okay, yeah, seriously. Wes, are you not able to buy them another set of clothing?
I know. I know. Like, Jen
what?
Jen's outfit. It bothered me the most out of them.
Trips bothered me the most. I hated Trip so much that damn.
Yeah, I hated Trip. I hated Trip and Lucas. They were like such a waste of characters.
Oh no, Trip.
They were. They didn't
Trip.
Give them any development.
Well,
I hated them so much.
True. I mean, but you can't hate the player. Hate the game, man.
The three characters that.
Okay. I'll give you a next example. SPD. He didn't have any character development other than Sky, but I still liked the other characters.
Yeah.
I wasn't a big Z fan. I mean, I wasn't a big Sid fan. I mean, she was blar.
I like Sid.
In Time Force, I wanted to like Katie so much.
Me too.
I really
yeah.
Wait,
like
you
her.
Wanted to like me? What? No, kidding.
There's a little romance going on here that I don't know of.
I was forcing liking Katie throughout that whole season. I even defended her against people who were like cutting her up on the board.
sense to, like, show her character. I liked it, but she barely had any chances at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nope.
Which was...
I liked what I saw.
That's what I really hated about Time Force. I was like, this is not the Jen Alex West show.
Yeah.
It's really not.
And then Eric gets to be angsty.
I loved Eric.
See, I like Eric, too. He was an asshole, but I liked him.
I loved
Everybody
Eric.
Everybody loves Eric. Who doesn't love Eric?
But, I mean, he was a crackhead. No, I really couldn't stand him at the time, but looking back on it, it was like, that was some cool stuff right there. I mean, you're not going to get that crap. I mean, you know, for real. It's like, Disney's like, oh my gosh, you can't be too angry.
Okay, you know what? I'm sick and damn tired of angsty Sixth Rangers. Really sick and tired of them.
So you want happy-go-lucky ones?
Well, I want someone like Cam, who's not always angsty, but he's not.
Oh, he was so angsty against his father!
No, I like Cam. Cam was, like, my favorite thing out of Ninja Storm. He was, like, the only thing I actually enjoyed.
I'm not saying I didn't enjoy him. I'm just saying that he had his angst, too.
Dude, he also Cam
got some great development in Ninja Storm. I think he was, like, the only character who really did.
Basically.
You also got Cyber Cam, though. Cam.
Oh,
I hated Cyber Cam. Oh, man.
I hated him, too.
Wow.
Awesome, dude. Cyber Cam is dope.
Wow. You need to be dabbed.
He's dope.
It's like his dudes are always stretched out.
Everyone was dude. It was like, dude.
Even Tori, dude.
Isn't Jason Chan, like, 60 years old?
You stupid.
He was 30 when he was doing the show.
Exactly. He's not
that
old.
That's still kind of old.
That's the same age as, what's his face? Tommy. Well, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
David Frank.
Yeah, and he did a little too long.
He was 30 when he did Mighty Morphin?
No, stupid.
No. Billy
no,
and,
that's Billy.
Billy and Kim.
Billy was 30 when he's doing my.
Well, they say that he was quote unquote 23, but he was so older. I have my sources.
She made them up.
You stupid! No.
And he hated.
Lisa, 9 times out of 10, I have my sources always means I'm pulling out of my ass.
No, I'm dead serious. No, I'm
he
dead.
He did look a little older.
Because. Yeah, I was, like, talking to some lady, and she talked to, David. And, freaking, they were, like, the same age. And that chick, well, I can't say her age on she might be listening. He was older.
I believe it, actually. Yeah, I do believe it. Because I remember those pictures we saw of him, like, a year or two ago, and he looked real old.
Yeah.
He did not age well.
The reason why he didn't like being on the show is because everybody was younger than him. Yes. Most people.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you're around all these, like, bubbly little, like, 20-somethings or whatever, and, like, you're freaking 30, and like, you think everybody's, like...
punk that he is.
You know, and then, like, Jason comes in, like, you know, starts messing with you and crap. Yeah, you're gonna be kind of angsty.
Yeah, I remember that video. I felt like a part of me died when I saw that.
I was dying!
That like, a funny. Part of me really died when I saw it. I'm like, holy cow, these guys don't get along.
Exactly.
Like, look at his face. He's ready to kill him.
He's
going to knock him out right now.
Basically.
And I was shocked that I saw Tommy/Jason's middle finger shadow imprint on Bing's face. I'm like, wow. Wow. That just killed MPR for me. I said MPR.
I know. What are you going to call it? Season 1? Yeah, season 1, I guess. Yeah, I mean, it's like this like illusion of like, wow, they all really got along. Like, no. Sorry.
Yeah.
Nope. It's
really unfortunate.
Well, David didn't get along with most of the people on the cast. I mean, you know?
He's an angsty brother.
So then how come he stayed around the long...
Contract! Make that money!
Cash them checks.
Make that paper! But then he left.
That's
finally, freaking, like, was tired of it.
Gotta stack that money.
But, yeah. I mean, I know how you feel, man.
Kevlar money clips.
What the hell?
You can give him... Kevlar money clips.
Is that his new, like, ghetto name?
I just named him Kevlar money clips.
And what, Jason's
name.
What, J-Izzle?
Jason.
J-C-Z?
You mean JDF?
Yeah.
JDF's nickname is Crotch Stain.
What the hell? Wow.
why, dear?
Shouldn't that go to, what's his face? Steve?
Oh.
You leave Steve alone. You leave Steve alone. Rocky just wants to have some fun.
Yeah, with everybody.
He just wants to breathe.
Wow. I don't even want to know how Jer knows. Don't even
Lisa,
know.
Don't, you know, Lisa, the fact that you stalk JDF means you're not allowed to turn anything on me.
Okay, I don't stalk the man.
Oh, man.
Don't stalk the
oh,
man.
You did. Yes, you did.
Yes, you crotch did. Thing, that's
don't
classic.
Even go there.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a party. He happened to be there. I happened to crash it. The end of the story.
No. You went
Roger.
There and he happened to be there. You didn't go there because of him. Is that what you're trying to say?
I just happened to be at the museum.
Roger.
I yes. wanted to see the dinosaurs.
You just happened to be full Roger. Of crap. Just happened to be full of it.
I just happened to have knives to stab you. Be quiet.
Stalker!
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
Katie. All right, I think you've talked enough. I think you reached your talk quota.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Did Katie just fart?
Yes.
No, I did a raspberry.
Katie
you
got
did
the
a raspberry?
Runs.
What the hell? What was that?
Katie got the runs.
Were you would you blow out your tongue?
Oh, okay.
It's a raspberry.
Katie ate her dinner too fast, and now she's suffering from anal leakage.
Oh, that's gross.
That's really not necessary. TM freaking I. Wow.
Oh, dear God.
Dear God is right. Please, help us now. Anyway, that is how we roll.
I like
that's
pink panties. I mean, spandex.
You like pink panties?
You're making me think of Pink Panther.
Oh,
and now I need to buy some more insulation for my attic because of the Pink Panther. Do you not remember those commercials?
No.
Pink Panther used to sponsor insulation for attics.
Oh, yes, he did. For houses.
Yeah. Oh, dang, really?
I think I even had some of that in my, like, shoe closet type thing.
Come on,
in my
Katie,
old house.
You remember? You're the oldest one here, Katie. Don't tell me you remember that.
What?
Do you remember that Pink Panther used to sell insulation? You just
how old are you, Katie?
62.
26.
Oh. Okay.
Come on, don't lie, Katie. You 50.
I can't hear you.
I said, Jesus. Don't lie, Katie. You 50.
I am not 50.
Hey, to be fair, you look pretty good for 50.
Exactly.
Jared, shut up.
Do you see that, how she abuses me? I was just trying to give a compliment, and she tells me to shut up.
That is not a compliment.
Yes, it was. It was a backhanded.
Lord.
It was a backhanded compliment, but it was a compliment nonetheless.
That's just funny. But yeah.
So anyway, Leo needs to change his clothes.
Getting back
to Carter and the rest of the Lightspeed Rescue.
So did all
people.
The Lightspeed. Actually, Kelsey needed to get some damn cords for headphones.
She needs to change her pants. I was getting tired of seeing her muscly ass every episode.
Seriously, if you're like down underwater in an aqua base, little stretchy pants probably aren't that comfortable or warm, you know?
Nope.
Holy crap. Muscly. Sorry.
Muscly.
Muscular.
Muscular. Word of the day, kids. Muscular.
This podcast is brought to you by the letter M.
M.
For muscular. But yes. Ah, oh, dang it, my laptop. Darn. Whatever. Anyway.
Do you have, I'm disappointed that
brain
the Pink Ranger's not going to turn into a fan. I want her to turn into a fan.
Oh, give me a break. The crap is stupid.
And then a post office box. A mailbox. she turned into a mailbox. She turns into a mailbox. I want to turn into a mailbox.
Who turned into a mailbox?
Magic Paint. She turns into a mailbox quite often.
Okay. Do you continue that in Mystic Force?
Hope not.
They probably won't.
Didn't they even say in the promo that she could turn into anything?
Yes, but in Magic Ranger, she turned into an actual oscillating fan. And in the promo, she just has the wings.
Yeah, but seriously, if you can turn into anything, you're gonna, out of everything that you want to turn into, you're going to turn into a mailbox.
If you're trying to hide from your brother, yeah, you are.
Oh, please. No, I would turn into, freaking a jet or something and fly away for der.
Yeah, he's not going to notice a giant pink jet flying away.
I'm sorry. It's going to be fast. And it's going to...
Didn't you turn into, a fly and all that stuff, too?
Yes. A fly. When she turned into a fan, she thought she was gonna blow up some leaves, and then he would help the girl that he liked. But instead, she accidentally blew up her skirt, and he just stared like a jerk because he's a pervert, and he's ugly. Kai's ugly. I hate Kai.
Wait, who's that one?
Kai.
No, I mean which color? Oh, the red one.
Red.
Yeah, the red one sucks.
Yes, he does. All the other ones are cool.
What one sucks?
The red one.
Red.
The
red one of what?
The red Japanese
Magiranger.
Dude.
Magiranger.
Oh, yeah. They all
guy.
Suck, actually.
No, they don't. No,
I only like blue, green, and yellow, I think. No, blue, green. Green. That's
but
it.
That doesn't mean that they all suck. You like them.
Yeah.
Blue because she's cute. Green because he seems all right.
Green because he's cute.
No.
And blue because I want to have his children.
Her.
Oh, for der. I keep forgetting. Why do they keep changing the colors?
Because it's new and different. It's cool.
But the blue looks so whack. It's all teal or sky blue and crap.
Blue. It's Tory blue.
Oh, whatever.
Baby blue.
The real blue is used on Magishine. He's got the real blue underneath his costume.
So what, the girl has a fake blue?
She has baby blue. Well, isn't it weird, though, that, the Alien Ranger blue had that blue on, too?
Yeah.
It was a dude.
Yeah.
Dude in the baby blue. That was whack. That was some whack. That was some whack stuff, yo.
Okay, stop.
Word.
Wow, word? Yeah. No, stop, Jer.
No,
please.
I actually can make myself sound even whiter than I actually am.
Is that possible? I'm afraid.
Word to your mother, Lisa. Word.
No,
power.
He didn't.
Power to the people.
No, you have to say black power. Go ahead.
You know, Lisa, I come from a small town called Whoopin' Lisa's Narrow Behind, and you're making me homesick.
Wow, you took a while to think of that one.
I've used that one before. That's Jeremy Classic right there.
That's a Jeremy Classic. Let's keep that in the past, all right? Keep that in the past.
You're talking like a black person. That's diet Jeremy.
Wait a minute, talking like a black person is diet Jeremy? What?
Yes. You know what? It makes sense to me, Lisa, so that's what it matters.
Okay, just keep listening to the voices in your head. It's okay. Anyway.
I can't carry this show all on my own.
Carry what?
You're doing so well, though.
It's hard.
No, at least you're not singing. That's good.
I have an all-three of you on my back. It's tiring. You know that?
Thank God for no singing.
What, you want to sing?
No. No.
Ebony and Ivory. Ebony and Ivory.
Stupid stab. Stab you.
You still owe me.
I don't owe you Jack.
You owe me Ebony and Ivory.
I don't owe you Jack.
Ebony and Ivory.
Come on. You gotta finish it. Come on, man.
No, I think I'll pass.
You can take some air supply. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. What I would do for you.
Let's sing some Ron Wasserman.
Go, hey Joe, go.
Seriously, it's it's like, I can't just jam to that music. I'm down the street, you know, walking down the street, and I'm thinking, go Green Ranger. I'm like, no, I can't jam to that.
You know, it's really easy to just change the name of the color and make a brand new song.
Basically.
Go Red Ranger, go, 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 Red Ranger.
It's
go,
like,
go,
go White Ranger, go. Go is my favorite song. No, go Green Ranger, go. That's better. I'm like, it's the same melody. White Ranger, Tiger Power. White Ranger, Tiger Power. White Ranger, Tiger Power. White Ranger, Tiger Power. Like the random tiger. Not.
Trini had a better tiger. Trini's tiger was better.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it kind of wasn't. No, not kind of. I don't think so.
Alyssa's tiger was better.
Uh-huh. Wait, Alyssa had a tiger?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just blanked out Wild Force. I'm sorry. I don't remember.
No, no problem with that. I understand. I understand the self-preservation that happens when you want to blank out Wild Force.
Yes. Oh my gosh, what time is it? Oh crap. I gotta, like, get going.
You gotta gike? You gotta gike?
I got to get going. Someone doesn't understand English.
Someone doesn't speak English.
Someone wants to get stabbed.
Bring it.
Stab. Stab.
Bring
stab.
It.
Stab, stab. Look, don't worry. I got crap on you. You don't even want. You don't even want to start.
I got crap on you too.
What crap?
I ain't gonna say it right here.
Cause you ain't got nothing.
All right.
Exactly. That's what I thought. All right. Anyway.
So now what? We just keep talking?
No, I'm gonna head out.
Yeah, I gotta go. I have to like wake up for church tomorrow. Today.
Oh yes, church. Yuck.
Hey, don't be hating on the church, yo.
I'm
Jesus
not.
My homeboy.
I grew up I grew up in the church, but I haven't gone. Like, I only go on special days now.
Christmas and Easter.
And Good Friday and communion and all that stuff.
Hey, Jesus is my homeboy. That's all
I
gotta say.
We calling it good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Peace out, home slices.
Drink
good
apple
night.
Juice. Drink apple juice, because OJ will kill you.
What the hell are you doing?
Drink pineapple juice. It makes you taste better. Ladies will love it.
Yeah. Okay.